The companies that manage most of the housing on U.S. military bases have been under fire for poor maintenance. Now one of those companies has unveiled an unusual plan that it says will help. Jay Price reports.
This one's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths.
Heather Fuller works for that company, which is called Corvius.
So this wall actually comes down, so it opens up the whole kitchen area that has an eat-in bar in the new layout. It makes the kitchen larger as well.
The vacant ranch-style duplex she's showing me in a Fort Bragg neighborhood is older, but doesn't show significant wear and tear. In fact, it looks like it's ready for someone to move in, but the inside is about to be gutted.
It's just dated. So the tiles in the bathrooms, they're small. They're like built in the 1960s. So we're renovating and making those larger. We've taken some of these floor plans and added a bedroom.
280 homes on Fort Bragg are getting the same treatment, while several thousand more will get new heating and cooling systems and other improvements. Similar upgrades will be done on 6 other Army bases where Corvius manages housing.
So approximately 16,000 homes are going to receive some level of energy upgrade and information upgrades.
John Pisern owns the company. He apologized at a Senate hearing earlier this year for what he admitted were unacceptable conditions in some of the housing. By information upgrades, he means sophisticated systems that continually collect information on things like the heating and cooling systems, which could help the company know when maintenance is needed before expensive repairs are required. He and a group of outside lenders are pumping $325 million into the new program. And here's the unusual part. He says the program will pay for itself. Corvius will be able to pay the money back from the savings that will result.
So we have an estimated $300 million in savings over the next 30 years in energy efficiencies, and a portion of that will come from lowering the maintenance cost. More predictive maintenance is far less expensive than emergency maintenance.
Troops who don't live in barracks get a housing allowance. Most use it to live off base, but for those who use base housing, the allowance goes to companies like Corvius. It covers all housing and utility costs. But Pisern said the Army reduced the housing allowance about the same time it shrank by thousands of troops after the peak of the fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. Occupancy rates fell, the company's income fell, and he said it made a mistake by scaling back its spending on renovations.
And once you kind of take your eye off that ball, now you're playing catch up. And I think what we're doing here by making this large investment is trying to get ahead of the curve again, instead of always playing from behind the game.
The number of troops is up again, which is helping, he said. One Bragg resident, Diane Woodrell, said the benefits of renovated housing aren't just about getting the company back on track. They're a plus to families like hers.
As a military spouse and going to live on base, I want to snag up on that. Either tell me it's been renovated or, hey, we've got brand new construction. We've got no mold issues, no bug issues, or anything like that. Like, you've cleared out every issue there could be.
Her own 2-bedroom home, where she lives with her husband and their 4-year-old son, isn't going to get the major renovations because it's not old enough. But she serves on a resident advisory group that was formed to give Corvius feedback on what it can do to improve. Corvius's new approach might start a trend. Pisern said some of the companies that manage housing on other bases have asked him for advice. The new program is unrelated to hundreds of other teardowns, new home construction, and renovations that the company already had planned as part of the normal cycle of its 50-year agreement with the Pentagon. This is Jay Price reporting.